Hey there! Welcome to the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast. I am Emily, one half of your dynamic duo. We miss Jen today. She is traveling in Norway right now, so I'm jealous there, but looks like she's been having fun based off all of her photos, so happy for her in that capacity. But we definitely miss her here. I miss her. It's hard for me to just listen to myself talk, but you know, it's fine. I'm going to keep it short. So as you are aware, last week, Jen and I touched on the topic of work stress. So all things stress and work related and kind of, you know, what we might be more apt to do, what our bodies might tell us to do, and kind of ways that's changed for us over the years and maybe what we do now. So just to kind of give you all some ideas and, you know, think about how you deal with when there is stress at work. But today, moving into the next part of our little mini series, we'll be talking about vacation stress, you know. And I'm sure Jen was feeling some of this as she's getting ready to go on vacay. But, you know, the beauty of it is to talk about it, to get it out in the open, to help all of us know that you're not alone, I'm not alone, none of us are alone. We all have similar struggles, we all think the same things, it's just we're on different, you know, we're on varying parts of that struggle. We all struggle differently. So, and speaking of vacation stress, let me just put a picture in your head. So think about it. You're leaving to go. You might be going away for the weekend. This doesn't have to be some giant vacation. You might be going away for the weekend on like a little road trip. You might be doing a little day trip somewhere. Or you might be going on a week-long trip. And as we near summer, we're getting into the camping season. So as you begin to kind of book your campsites and prepare for that, food is definitely something that we all think about because we think, okay, we're not in our normal routine. It's going to be a bit harder to plan ahead because, you know, stores are different, restaurants are different. We're doing different activities that will keep us from maybe having the time to cook or prepare something or think ahead. No matter what stage of life you're in, you might be single, you might be married, you might have a family, whatever it is, this pertains to all of us. So, just when you got a family, you got more mouths to feed, so it's different, for sure. I am single, so you're gonna hear, I'm gonna try to touch on some, you know, some ideas or just thoughts on for whole families, but obviously I'm not well versed in that. Because I don't have my own family. I just have experience of growing up in a family and seeing how my parents dealt with things. Anyway, so, you know, think about this. You're leaving to go on a trip. That's where I left off. And you're thinking about what am I going to pack? What am I going to eat? What will it be? You know, some common fears that we might have, the ones that I have, is if I don't have like options to gluten-free things, because I eat gluten-free, and what if there's nothing that I deem as healthy and I can't have whatever they have, or I don't want to eat it because I know it makes me feel crappy, whatever it is. So there's that. There's also the fear that I'm going to get in vacation mode, quotations around that, air quotes, and I'm going to be thinking, I don't care. I'm going to eat whatever I want. I'll just diet when I get back. There's that fear. There's that, those thoughts, I might eat too much and I'm going to start to see myself ballooning up. You know, I've experienced all those. I don't know where you guys are at. But I just want to come on here and tell you how important it is that You enjoy that dang vacation. It's so important because you don't want to look back and think, wow, I don't remember part of that vacation because I was too busy being nervous for what am I going to eat? Oh, I forgot this part. What do I look like on vacation? There's that piece too. Just all the things that add stress to ourselves and all the things that our mind works us up about that don't matter in the end. I mean, the fact is we get to go on this vacation. So for me, this is an example from my life. I'm going to go to Germany in May. I'm going to visit a friend there who's been living there for about 5 years, almost six now, and I'm going to visit her, and I'm going to, you know, I'm going to be packing. I'm not going to take a checked bag. I'm just going to take a carry-on, but it's like a big hiking backpack, and I fit a lot of stuff in there before, but anyway, that's besides the point. I was going to go on the fact of what I would look like, but it's winter months. I don't necessarily have to deal with swimsuits. So, let's talk about food in regards to that. So, I'm not sure what she eats. I'm not sure what the place feeds where she lives. So, I'm thinking about that, but I'm also helping myself to think about now. You know, Emily, it's okay. The food is not the primary focus here. I gotta change my focus to what am I gonna get out of this trip and what am I going to see that I don't get to see here. It's gonna be like a trip of a lifetime. And so my goal is to focus on the things that don't surround, that don't center on what my body looks like, or fear about what I might be putting in my body or lack thereof, but it's about enjoying it. And so I just want to remind you all that, you know, that's the most important part. It's not all the other stressors, but it's how can we help to train our minds that it is going to be okay. And our bodies go through ebbs and flows, and life is not all about the diet or the yo-yo of such. I remember seeing, you know, my family go on trips when I was younger, and we would just almost be just gluttonous, and there's that side too. I'm just gonna eat because I'm on vacation. It's almost like a lack of awareness in a way. But I think there's a certain point where we can do that, but there's also balancing the other side. So there's a couple different pieces to that. I just want to remind you that your body or what you think about yourself is not what the negative ways you think about yourself is not the ways that it defines you. So I kind of just spewed, there was a lot there, but I just wanted to touch on all the different thoughts that surround vacations in regard to stress. Remind you that you are not alone. You're not alone in your fears and your thoughts and your concerns. We're all in this together, and I hope you all get to go on a vacation soon. Maybe you're in the midst of planning one, whatever it may be. This life is not about food. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. I appreciate it. We missed Jen today. She will be back next week. We'll have something more for you then. But in the meantime, I'm going to put the link in the show notes. You can sign up for a free clarity call, or you can sign up for Jen's self-paced course, Beyond the Diet, where you can learn about all things food freedom. So this is for the one that's maybe not ready for one-on-one coaching yet, but you want to maybe dive in and start learning more kind of what does food freedom mean? What does that mean for me? So maybe that's something that you're interested in. So If you go on that page, you can see a, I'm gonna put that link in the show notes, but if you click on it, you'll see there's like a sample lesson on there. So go ahead and click and watch that, see if it might be of interest to you. And yeah, we thank you for being here and catch you next week. Ta-ta!